For additional materials, please see the PDF file that accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Preschool Clues, raising smart, inspired, and engaged kids in a screen-filled world. By Angela C. Santomero, M.A. with Deborah Reber. Read by Angela Santomero.
To Greg, Hope, and Ella. When I was a preschooler and I played house, I would dream you all up. But playing house for real is better than any dream. I love you more. And to Fred Rogers for being the premier influencer in the world of children's media, and my friend. I hope I've made you proud. Note from the author. It was 1997, and I was seated at Fred Rogers' table at a children and media conference. I might as well have been sitting with Justin Timberlake or Bruce Springsteen. This was the king of preschool television. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was that four-year-old who could not sit any closer to the television when Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was on. I talked to him through the TV. I believed him when he told me he was proud of me. I loved taking Charlie to the neighborhood of make-believe, only to return once again to hear Fred sing. I had been talking a lot about Fred in the press lately, mostly about how I was inspired by him to co-create my own preschool show, Blue's Clues. I've always considered Fred my mentor from afar. In fact, as an eighth grader, while my classmates wrote about famous sports heroes or astronauts, I chose Fred Rogers as the subject of an essay paper about someone I looked up to, which is how I knew we had at least one thing in common. We both had a much younger sibling, and how I learned he had a master's degree in child developmental psychology. Now, all these years later, not only did we have the same graduate degrees, we also both went into media because we didn't like what was on television for preschoolers. I mean, the stars were aligned, and now we were going to have lunch together. I couldn't eat as I sat at his table and quickly learned he was as kind and empathetic as his on-camera persona. He smiled. I smiled. Then I finally got up the courage to walk over to his side of the table, crouch down next to him, and say hello. But instead, I said, "I just want you to know the whole reason I went into children's television was because of you." Smooth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?